This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
From Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. There's a new development in the Texas U.S. Senate race. Now the Dallas area Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has filed a run. That comes after former Democratic Congressman Colin Allred announced he's getting out of the Senate race. He'll run instead for a U.S. House seat. Crockett will face State Representative James Tallarico in the Democratic primary. Incumbent John Cornyn faces challengers in the Republican primary. A Houston man has been convicted of attempting to smuggle high-powered semiconductors to China. The federal case was unsealed after Alan Hsu pleaded guilty last month. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Ganji says Hsu bought $160 million worth of powerful chips designed to run artificial intelligence.
And we're not talking about AI like ChatGPT or Google's Gemini. Rather, this AI can be used for direct military applications, such as designing weapons, operating drones, and analyzing intelligence data.
Prosecutors didn't say how the chips were going to be used or who organized the scheme. Hsu has a sentencing hearing February 18th. With about 7 months until the FIFA World Cup, 2 million tickets have already been sold. Thursday is the next chance to buy tickets when the random selection draw opens on the FIFA ticket website. FIFA President Gianni Infantino says Houston has a unique benefit in NRG Stadium.
It's actually something quite interesting. It will be played in Houston. In Houston, which is a closed venue, indoor, so nobody can complain about heat or weather or wind or whatever. It's closed. It's nice. The grass will be fantastic.
Houston will have 7 World Cup matches. The Texans have worked their way back into the AFC playoff picture. That's after defeating Kansas City on the road last night. If the season ended today, the Texans will be the last team in the playoffs. Clear skies expected this evening, low around 41 degrees. Sunshine on Tuesday, high near 64. I'm Gail DeLauder.